coming up on this episode of The Village Idiom.
I remember.
Super Tuesday. It's Taco Tuesday.
Taco Tuesday, Ash Wednesday, Fantastic Thursday, Good Friday. And just another Manic Monday.
Dum, dum, da-da, Village Idiom.
Hello and welcome to The Village Idiom.
We are a podcast that every week we choose a popular saying taken admittedly shallow. We're aware. We know.
We're shallow.
It's admittedly shallow. Hopefully comedic. We hope. Cross our fingers.
Admittedly.
Hopefully. Once in a while interesting. Once in a while? How often is once in a while? How often is a while?
Guess it depends on your context of time.
How come nobody says twice in a while?
Well, then
I'm going to start saying twice in a while.
Well, then you're just saying that in that while span, it happened, like, because you're just...
Do you like to go to concerts? Yeah, I go every twice in a while.
That's still once in a while. Twice. Which is different.
No, because a while doesn't change.
Well, a while definitely changes.
No. There's only one while. If we're lucky, educational dive into its meaning, its usage, its origins.
How much time is in a while?
Thanks, but mostly we're going to use it to hang an otherwise directionless conversation on, of which we did not display at all during that intro. My name is Jurassic Mark.
And I am Skinny.
I'm going to change my name. Are you sick of your nickname yet?
Yeah, it's funny because over the time, you should like direct your kids like nice and early to like when they're like 5, 6, lock onto a
good
nickname.
Email address.
Yes, lock it all down. And then
every
like
time
that.
There's a new yes. app, get it, whether you're going to use it or not.
Anything like that.
Yeah.
Just to get it set up.
Yeah. Because
you're going to want something. And so I did some of that with my kids.
Yeah.
But I like geocaching.
Yeah.
It's V McLaren.
No.
It's so lame, right?
It's on the nose.
Oh, are you V McLaren? Yeah. It's like, yeah. And then there's all these cool ones. A Droid Seeker. What is that?
I don't even know, but I know who that is.
Yeah, exactly. And so it's V McLaren. Yeah, you can look my...
Do you actually know what a droid seeker means?
I think a droid is truth. I think it's truth seeker.
A-D-R-O-I-T.
Yeah.
Is that how you pronounce it? A droid? It looks more like a droid.
A droid. Yeah, but I don't think he's French at all.
Oh.
Which maybe he's French, which would actually explain a lot. Maybe it is. Yeah, why else would he use a droid? A droid seeker.
A droid.
Or half English, half French.
Bring yeah, could, maybe it's not. Maybe it's not seeker. Maybe it's CK.
CK.
Edouard CK.
One to
Did
seek.
You ever think about that?
To seek.
Yeah.
Yes. Je seek.
Le truth.
Maybe it's just that perfect Quebecois Canadian amount of French, but who knows? Anyways, we're working it through. I'm still skinny.
Perfect. I'm still Jurassic Mark, and I feel like. Not only did we demonstrate just now how our directionless conversation could go and why we need an idiom or a subject to keep us on task, but even just recording this is kind of just to exercise today's idiom. I want to so have you seen the Marvelous Mrs. Maisel?
I just the first couple. It didn't completely float my boat.
Oh, I loved it.
Yeah.
Loved it. And so anyway, we have the Marvelous Mrs. Maisel introducing today's idiom.
Perfect.
It goes a little something like this. Hit it.
They're coming to my show tomorrow, so I need to get all this out of my system tonight.
And that's why we record anything. It's kind of just to get it out of our system. Because nobody close to us wants to hear any of this.
Like our
significant others, they don't want any of this.
They're done with
us. No, but we got to get it out. And so, therefore, we record it.
We just tell it to each other.
We record it and really get it out. We put it on a system to get it out of our system.
I think it's healthy. You have to get stuff out of you have to get stuff out of your system.
Absolutely. So that's today's idiom, though, is to get it out of your system.
About you know, those classic tropes about guys being kind of secluded and withdrawn and never. Do you think it's because it's two guys now, and like girls are much healthier? You know, in their communication often.
So you're saying like, why is the stereotype that we aren't open with each other?
You and me talking, but like, it's not like we.
Maybe that's why it's a podcast. Because if we just got together, it's going to be like.
But most of the
hey,
things...
you want to see something funny?
But that's kind of what happened anyway.
Whereas when now we recorded, it's an excuse to open our hearts up to each other.
Well, for the most part, it's just recordings of whatever rambling things we've always been doing for like forever.
Right.
And so it's like, there's no difference.
Except, yeah.
we just choose to not do it with our significant other because they're done listening to us. So there you go.
Some are super done.
Whatever, it's all good.
I like your shirt. Is that planned?
Yeah, you know, it's a pretty special day coming up here. Yeah,
coming up. Well, we just came out of Palm Sunday. So well, happy Easter to everybody listening. Whether
it's all coming up or
we got going Easter, out of. Easter in Good Friday tomorrow. You okay there?
Well,
so that makes this Good Thursday.
It's Fantastic Thursday.
Fantastic Thursday, Good Friday.
When's Ash Wednesday?
That's past.
Is it?
Yeah. I can't remember when it is, but I think, doesn't it line up with Lent?
I'm not sure.
I can't remember.
Super Tuesday. It's Taco Tuesday.
Taco Tuesday, Ash Wednesday, Fantastic Thursday, Good Friday. And just another Manic Monday. Sunday, Bloody Sunday. And Saturday Night Fever.
That's great. All I could get in my... So I'm like, oh, there's a Saturday one, and all I could get in my head was the S-A-T-U-R-D-A-Y.
Oh, yeah, that's better.
And it's just Saturday, though? But there's no, like...
Saturday. I see what you mean. There's no
adjective
to go
with the Saturday.
Is there a song for every day of the week? Manic Monday. There's no Tuesday song. There's got to be a Friday. There's got to be a Sunday. There's
Bloody Sunday. Sunday, Bloody Sunday.
There's whatever, like a Sunday morning.
I'm not sure about this one.
It's an old Motown song.
Tuesday. There's got to be a Tuesday song.
There's got to be a Tuesday song. Mm-hmm. Anyway. That's
again.
Just got to get out of our system. Which is, we clearly demonstrated what it means, but officially, getting it out of your system is to expel something. So there's sort of a literal usage of this, which would not be an idiom, of course, but to expel something from the body through vomiting, through whatever means you have to eliminate, to release something out of your body, that is getting it out of your system.
So you're going from like barfing or dysentery all the way through to just sharing your feelings.
Right. So the first literal meaning would be to vomit or... all the things you said, or to permanently stop thinking about something or someone that you're preoccupied with.
So how do you do that?
So it's funny because I looked up
permanently thinking you're not going to do it. You're thinking about it.
So I did a thing to my boys who are now
thinking about it,
who are now young adults. I told them to not think about a certain number.
Yeah.
I bet if we called them up today and said, what number are you not supposed to think about? They could still say it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It etches it further to not.
Yeah. So it's either to stop thinking about something you're obsessed by, or it can also be to release anger. Like get it out of your system. Go crazy.
Well, they have those smash rooms, which we have yet to do.
This hat, for example.
You should get that out of your system.
I haven't worn it since last week, but because you've mocked me every week, every time I've worn it,
I
pulled it out today again.
We're in an Indiana Jones situation, and you're like that guy who just shows up.
Oh, what's his name?
In like Turkey and whatnot. It's like, ooh, Indy.
He's Balut or what? No, I can't remember his
that's
name.
That's the Jungle Book.
Oh, yeah. Baloo.
Yeah.
Where it's like that,
where
though.
He wears that fez kind of thing.
Oh, man.
I feel like get together.
I know exactly who you're talking
on
about.
On goes that hat.
Yeah.
Indy.
It's like Baloo. You're right. That's Jungle Book. What?
I don't know.
I'm looking it up, but yeah.
See if you can find it real quick. Well, in the meantime, I'll send us in a different direction.
Well, before you do, because you said, how do you stop thinking about something? When I was looking up, whatchamacallit? Where's just the, is it The Last Crusade? Was that the first one? No.
It's in all of them.
Yeah, well, where's the original? I'm looking at Indiana Jones. Oh, because it's called Raiders. That's why. Yeah. Raiders.
We're just not getting off this until you get this out of your system.
No, I got to get it out of my system. See, this is the thing.
I'm attempting to not have dead air.
So
you just keep drawing it back.
So when I was looking up things that you need to get out of your system that aren't medical, that aren't bodily, the thing that came up the most was X's. Salah.
Yeah, that's close.
Character name was Salah.
That's close to Baloo.
Baloo Salah. Yeah, it is. Say it together, Baloo Salah. Goes with the hat. Yeah, you're right. He is a handsome guy with this hat.
Indy. That's you.
That's
right
the
now.
Best impersonation.
Well, I was thinking about overall systems, and
you know what's really funny?
Things like the British system versus
this is the hat he wears in the show.
The imperial? No, it's not. Maybe he puts it on, but you know he wears that fancy type.
Yeah,
like the moving from imperial to metric.
Yeah,
like whole different systems of doing things.
Right.
and that they couldn't get that out of their system was just the random Americanness that makes no sense. Just
so
weird,
like,
figures.
Even though we're a metric country, we usually say, oh, I'm six foot. Yeah.
Yeah.
Can't get it out of our system. We can't get their system out of our system.
It's just fantastic. I find that. Well, I think the Americans do it because they have a bit of a foot fetish. But for
do you know why the Americans actually stay with the imperial system?
No.
It's to basically the line
confuse
was drawn
the rest of the world.
No, they were so anti-France that when France went to the metric system, they doubled down and said, "We'll never go."
It's crazy.
They will, though. They already have. It's in the medical system.
Yeah, because of medical and science. Yeah. Like, you kind of have to.
How
far is that? Oh, it's a mile. What's that? Well, that's 5,280 feet.
Right.
That's so random. Well, how many? Well, there's 12 inches in 1 foot, and there's 5,280. It's just so confusing.
Yeah, it really is.
Yeah.
I started to say when I looked up things that you need to get out of your system, and they were all biological. And the one thing that came up a lot was X's, how to get an X out of your system. And so I found this list, 4 ways. And I know you don't have an X. Well, you probably have X's from like your younger days, but I thought these 4 things were so funny.
Okay.
Like, could you, if you had to advise somebody, like, I'm just obsessed with my X, I can't stop thinking about it, I don't know what to do. What would you, like, literally, what advice would you give how to get it out of your system?
Turn up Hinder, Lips of an Angel, full blast up, and put it on repeat.
Perfect. So the first one was to make a bad quality list about them. Write it out.
Okay.
But don't do a pros and cons list, just a bad quality list.
I'm not bent that way.
No, I know.
So when I think of, like, my teenage self and, like, ex-girlfriends, it was, I'm the screw up.
That's funny.
Yeah, so I'm not like, I'm
That's
not.
That's very
not,
self-aware. Like, so do you think they had a tough time getting you out of their system?
Buddy, look at this. Of course they did. They're probably still thinking about this.
I love that. That's
the one that got away.
Those are our 7 listeners.
Right? Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, well.
No, I don't have to guess. I know that when they put their head down at night, this pops into their brain. Yeah. For sure.
Like, on their screen printed Vince pillow?
I've made some bad life choices, but this was a good one. Yeah.
So I'm not going to go down the list of how to get an X out of your system because, honestly, who cares? But the number 4 one was like, what? Is this a thing? Have you heard of this? Mm-hmm. Wear a rubber band around your wrist.
See, all that's stupid. Do you know what you do with that?
Every time you think of them, you snap the rubber band on your wrist.
Well, unless you take it off your wrist and snap it to your eye, you are a stupid person. It just won't work. The fact that you're thinking about them.
How to get simple ways.
You should snap it into your eye is what you should do. That is foolish, foolish talk.
I love that so much.
And all... So anything... do you have anything now that you want to get out of your system?
I think we've done it all.
I was thinking about it. I was thinking about this earlier, and I know from... that conversation we had before things got started. Why don't you get every Asian stereotype out of your system right now?
I don't have any in my system.
Well, like the ones, you know, like earlier that you're talking about.
Thanks, yeah.
Just get them all out of your system. I'll go first.
Okay.
Yamaha.
What? Stereotypes?
Yeah, every Asian stereotype.
Stereotype.
Yeah, what we were talking about
That's
earlier.
Amazing.
What we were talking about earlier.
Yeah.
Okay, so you got Roland.
Panasonic,
Sony,
JVC,
LG, not Japanese, it's South Korean.
Okay, fair enough. Sparkomatic,
haven't heard of this one.
That was a Radio Shack brand.
This one that I have to get out of my system is Bose. I know we were.
Is that Asian?
No, it's Massachusetts.
Oh, I actually thought it was UK.
Bose, in terms of like headquartered.
So why do you have to get that one out of your system?
What? It's just such a high quality thing.
On our Asian stereotypes.
Yes, because people lump Bose in as one of the Asian stereotypes.
Oh,
and it's not.
No,
it's American. Yeah,
I didn't know there was confusion there. This is a big conversation.
I just had to get it out of my system.
That's really funny. List get out of your system Asian stereotypes, and we list types of stereos. That's like, I don't know if you came up with that or found that, but that's hilarious.
Okay, good. As long as you enjoy it.
I was like literally going, Asian stereotypes, what are you trying to get me to say? Have I ever said anything to you on or off air?
LG.
LG.
Roland.
Can you come up with more? Panasonic, JVC.
Sony.
Sony. How did we miss Sony? We did. Sanyo.
Oh, Sanyo. Is that still around or did it get bought up?
I don't know about that.
Anyways. But before we get off repeating ourselves, we should jump into what is actually happening. What are the actual origins of this
getting it out of your system?
Yes.
Well, you might be... Oh, wait. We usually play a little ditty, don't we? All right. Let's not drop the ball. Not today.
I said some words. Where'd they go? Where'd they go? No one can know. I turned around. I looked behind. Those words came from another mind. Origins.
Sometimes you gotta airband it.
Sometimes. That's great.
First off, because I did want to get this out of my system. So Pluto was a planet, wasn't a planet. Now it's a dwarf planet. Do you know why? Do you know why the actual reasons why they changed any of that?
It has to do with its elliptical pattern. That it's circular pattern. I think it's like an ellipse or something like that.
They just wanted to get Pluto out of the system.
Make room for Uranus.
Solar system. I was trying to make a solar system joke. All right. Well,
I think mine's accurate.
Yeah, it is.
Oh, okay.
It is. It's the only reason I know it's a dwarf planet is because I looked it up. Because I was like, I couldn't even remember which planet got kicked out. I was like, which one's no longer? So the origins of get something out of your system are, drumroll please, unknown.
Oh, yay.
Thank you for listening, everybody. It is like a lot of other idioms and proverbs. We know that it originated in the 18th century. We know that it has changed a little bit. We know that it came from literal usage to do with the body, getting toxins out of your body. Or if you do Google, get it out of your system, you most often get how to get specific drugs or alcohol out of your system. Because there's an actual natural or medical process to getting things out of your system.
There's one that really gets me. Yeah. Is advertisement.
Getting
like that. Sometimes something will just catch you. Boom. Fast food. Fast food advertisements. They have my number.
As in, it sticks in your head like subliminal. Craving that. Or are you talking about a jingle sting?
Until I get it out of my system. Like. Things like, remember when, like, driving to Krispy Kreme? It's like driving 2 hours to go have a donut.
Yeah.
It's like, you've had Krispy Kreme, right? Oh, no. It's like, they're so great, man. You got to have one. Can't believe you haven't had one. Everybody's had one. How have you not had one? Yeah, I know. Huh. Well, I'll probably have one eventually. Immediately gets in car, drives to America, has a Krispy Kreme donut.
Yeah, that is a little bit like you.
Yeah.
You have something.
If it's in my head, I've got to get it out of my system. And then as soon as I have it, it's over.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it comes from a literal getting food, or not food, toxins or drugs or whatever out of your system. But it has evolved, as idioms are known to do, into meaning something more metaphorical, getting the anger, like just release it. Just release anything out of your system, whether it's a thought or anger or whatever. And this is the first time I've come across this in our mini research of idioms, is that it's predicted to be something that still evolves. I mean, Any idiom can evolve to have different meaning, but they're like, yeah, this one will change. This will mean something else in the future. I'm like, interestingly, whoever they are predicting getting it out of your system. Yeah, this will mean something different in 10 years. I'm like, okay, like what?
They're like, we're not sure if it is, but we had to get that out of our system.
Exactly.
We had to say it because maybe.
Okay, well, just for fun, because there's not a lot of origin story. There's not a lot of anything today. We just needed to get this idiom out of our system. There are a variety of well-known systems. I'm turning my screen so you can't cheat.
Okay.
How many? You actually said one that I didn't have on my list. So there are, first of all, there are 11 systems in the human body. How many of those can you name?
Circulatory.
Yep. It's one. Was that 10 to go?
Okay.
Everybody's shouting right now because there's some
like
quick ones. Yeah.
So I mean,
you're not going to get 11. I'll tell you that right now.
I'm just trying to think. Well, in terms of system, because you have like pumps in your body, not just like heart pumps. You have like
your heart pump system. Got it. No, just kidding.
But like potassium, like there's differing systems in your body. So I think of like, what's the liver one called? Is that one like, well, like a waste system? Is this what you're talking about?
Okay, I'll give you one that maybe will get you down the right road. Your digestive system,
pulmonary.
Ooh, I don't think that's on here. No.
Like, you're talking about breathing.
Respiratory.
Okay.
Respiratory system.
Like, there has to be a waste system, something that draws your fluids out, so that you can
urinary.
Okay, so there you go.
So here's the 11, and because these are hard ones.
Nervous.
That's one of them.
Okay.
So you've got, did we say reproductive? You said that.
No, I didn't.
Or did I just say it?
No, you just said it. That's a good one.
Reproductive, digestive, circulatory, nervous, urinary, we've said. So the six we haven't said are immune.
Oh, that hurts my feelings a bit.
Muscular.
Okay, wouldn't have got that one.
And this one, I don't know what it is. Endocrine?
Yes.
I don't know what that is.
Okay, I have to think about that.
And then integumentary.
Wouldn't have got that.
Integumentary.
I wouldn't have got lymphatic. Either I wouldn't have got it, or I wouldn't have got the way you said it. Your lymph system like drains through your body.
And skeletal.
Those are gettable.
Okay, so now outside of the human body, popular systems. One you said in this episode, whether you meant to or not, was
Nintendo metrics. Entertainment.
Was perfect. I didn't have that one. I wasn't thinking.
Uh-oh. Metric.
Metric is the one you said earlier, yeah.
And I was thinking about this.
I said solar.
So between solar and metric, my mind immediately goes to like Star Wars. But an advanced society that's like, what would, so Darth Vader would definitely not have used metric.
Why?
Because he was a fan of the Imperial.
Wow. How did I not get that?
Yeah, so you got to think about that.
Wow. I can't believe I didn't. That one, the writing was on the wall of that one.
Okay.
Because so I was fully systems? Ready to argue this with you. Like, because I'm like, if anything, the Imperial, and I probably would have as soon as I said it out loud, if anything, the Nazi-like Imperial guard would have been all over the metric system and the Wild West would have been like, no, thank you. We measure things in parsecs.
Transport. Parsecs. And that's how you learned about it, was you had to go to parsecs education?
Yeah.
Yeah. You're like, what?
There are 10 parsecs in a centiparsec.
There's only 2 parsecs. Yeah, everything else around that is a construct.
What?
Of a gensect. Yeah.
Is this Star Wars lore right now, or are you just making up something? I was believing it. I'm like, tell me
more. You just say it with enough confidence.
Master. Solar system, computer systems, weather systems.
Hmm.
Anyway, this is the most...
There's lots of systems, allegedly.
This is the most...
Is it because there was no thing? You're just like, I don't want to dangle it out there for him by having force him to make up crap.
If there's no thing, for 10 minutes, you can't dangle it.
So you're just going to, like, we're just going to talk about systems.
What are you going to dangle with no thing?
That makes perfect sense.
So your argument falls apart already. Anyway.
I'd buy that for a dollar.
So as far as the idiom goes, around the 1800s, no distinct origin other than it's a little on the nose, literally, about your bodily functions. And therefore,
but like all idioms, it derails and becomes about other things.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It makes sense.
Yeah. So that's that. That's the end of the origin.
What do we
story.
Say about our educational aspect? That is like sometimes.
If we're lucky, what do we say? Let me see.
Not lucky today.
Educational is, if we're lucky.
Yeah. So just unlucky today.
Yeah, we listed a lot of systems. We learned how many parsecs are in a gensec. That's parsec for the course.
Yes.
Hey, par for the course. I don't think we've done that one. All right. So that is the
perfect
origins and lack thereof.
Well, that will take us directly into a little game we like to conclude with
called Riddling.
The Riddling.
Is a game we like to play that takes two-part trivia-based
game we like to play
question.
That takes a requires two-part question.
Requires an overlapping two-part part answer. Overlapping by sound, answer. Syllable, word, or words. For example, last week our idiom was fall on your sword. I enjoyed it immensely. And we left you with this one. This suicidal acceptance of responsibility is what a judge says during disruption in court.
Hmm.
Or did we do that one? I feel like I saved the wrong one. This suicidal acceptance of responsibility is what a judge says during disruption in court.
I don't know.
What would a judge say if everybody...
You're out of order.
And then he'd say, and he'd slam the thing down. So it's fall on your sword.
Sorter?
In the...
Oh, sorter in the court.
Fall on your sword during the court.
I see.
Anyway, that's sort of how you play Riddle-like. It's not fall on your sword. It's not order in the court. It's fall on your sword during the court.
I'm not, I guess my system, my brain system isn't firing on all
Riddle-ink
its
system.
My brain cylinders today. Okay, I've got a couple.
Riddle-inculatory system.
I've got a couple of these Riddle-inks prepared.
Hit me. I'll come back at you.
Purge feelings by expressing them with this Armenian-American metal band.
Oh, wow. I was going to use this when I...
Really?
I'm like, I don't know any of their songs, so I didn't know how to reference them.
Yeah, it's...
Say it one more time.
Okay, I'll add in a little bit for our illegitimate children out there. Purge feelings by expressing them with this Armenian-American metal band's Chop Suey.
Oh, yeah. So that would be Get It Out of Your System of a Down.
Yep.
Syndrome.
That's a triple.
Triple. Chop Suey is the name of their song.
And then repeat it back into System of a Down Syndrome.
Oh! System of a Down Syndrome. No, you can't go anywhere with syndrome.
Rome.
Yeah, okay, that's a good one.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, I'm going to reference one of their songs, and I'm like, I don't know them well enough.
Well, Chop Suey, but I didn't want to, the self-righteous song.
Okay, here you go. This is a legal act forcing another party to stop what they are doing as a set of things working together. Let me try that again.
Wow.
This is a legal act forcing another party to stop what they are doing as a set of things working together.
Oh, is that a cease and desist?
That's it.
Oh, wow.
Cease and desist.
That caught me off guard there. Okay. Massachusetts Sound Company protects the
There it is.
Massachusetts.
I knew there was a reason that came into the conversation.
Massachusetts Sound Company protects the stratosphere with O3. Massachusetts Sound Company protects the stratosphere with O3.
So that would be the Wahlbergs, because they're all from Boston. That would be Bozone.
Bozone.
I love it.
Yeah.
Bozone.
Good job. And we got one more that for you, our illegitimate children. Thank you for, we appreciate you taking your 15 minutes.
It's on 30.
Double speed.
Oh, there you go.
To hang out with us once a week on Thursdays, somewhere on Thursdays, if all goes well. You can reach out to us on Instagram at the.village.idiom or email us thevillageidiompodcast@gmail.com or whether it's the Facebook, the YouTubes, or the X at 3 minutes gone.
All right, here's the last one. This small-sized magazine found in doctor's offices is how and where your food nourishes you. This small-sized magazine found in doctor's offices is how and where your food nourishes you.
And that is 3 minutes gone.
Boom shakalaka.
Yeah, I think I got that one.
I think so.
Yeah. Well, it was fun putting today's episode together with you.
I loved every minute of it.
Go about your business. I'm skinny.
If it's a 30-minute podcast and you do love every minute of it, but you listen to it on twice the speed, do you still love...
You love it twice as much.
Do you love it deeper? Do you still love every minute of it? Do you love every other minute of it?
No, you love every minute of it twice as intense.
Okay. So your love is greater.
Like an open door.
Okay.
I'm still skinny.
I'm still Jurassic Park.
And these are the Village Idioms.
Last 3 minutes gone.